In today's video, I'm going to talk about an upcoming CCR condo right in the heart of Holland. This condo is known as Sky, a landmark development by CapitaLand, UOL Group, Singapore Land Group, and K-Long. This is a 99 years government land sale site with 666 units, with two slender 40-story tower blocks. This is an iconic development not to be missed. As usual, I'm not going to run through the facility and floor plans in details. I'm pretty sure most of you are smart people. You will have studied most of the stuff all by yourself already. What you need to know for me is, can buy or buy? Simple? Correct? Then, please watch till the end. Sky is an upcoming 99 years leasehold luxury development in District 10, scheduled for launch on the 26th of September. This project is a joint venture between four heavyweight developers, all of which are established property developers with solid track record. This is a GLS site that was awarded way back in May 2024. This site measures 12,000 square meter and have a built-up area of 58,000 square meter, or a plot ratio of 4.7, which is pretty high, especially in areas that do not have height constraint. Only the next door HDB BTO flat is at a higher plot ratio at 4.9. Anyway, this cluster of BTO flats all white. As I look into the tenderers, there are only 3 bids. The winning consortium offer 805 million or 13,000 per square meter of GFA. CDL and partners offer 765 million is the next highest bid. Based on the land bid of 1,285 per square feet per plot ratio, this means the land bid is a fair one, as compared to the rest of the land site that are sold in recent GLS program. Somehow, it seems that nothing is cheap today. Don't tell me property price will continue to head northwards like car COE. This means someone is still sleeping. Anyway, let us head over to the cost analysis. Let us work backwards on the break-even cost. Based on the land cost at 1285 PSF PPR, after factoring in construction costs, professional fees and marketing fees, the break-even is easily 2,200 per square feet. Here, let us add another 25% margin. The expected selling price will likely be 2,753 per square feet thereabout. Really? I seriously doubt so. Two most recent new launches in the area are already trending close to 2,400 per square feet. How can this prime site be selling with only a 300 per square feet premium? I can only say the launch price are not make known yet, but expect it to be close to 3,000 per square feet. After all, nearby One Holland Village residence is already trending 3,781 per square feet. Oh my god, can you believe this? This buyer really love OHV and can pay up to 3,800 per square feet. I really salute him. Anyway, as I always say, property development is a very attractive business if you can get the formula right. Back to the unit mix, Skype has 666 units spread across two tower blocks. There are 2 bedrooms, 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms to 5 bedrooms. Facility-wise, it comes with a full condo facility but exclude tennis court. Few people play tennis nowadays, but at least must have pickleball court. You say, I correct or not? Then there are the usual swimming pools, community facilities, pocket of green space to the usual gym and clubhouses. Heng ah, they never built sky bridge in between. Sky bridges are expensive to build, plus during an earthquake, it can come crashing down. Don't say I anyhow talk, we have witnessed similar occurrence in Bangkok most recently. Needless to say, District 10 is in prime Singapore. This place is all about location. At the fringe of city, yet not too near. Yet you have the convenience of Holland Village MRT station along the Circle Line. Then you have all the eateries from mid-tier to mass market, all are nearby. There are also reputable schools, to university, to one north business district, all within reach. Not only that, you are near the Green Corridor to UNESCO Heritage Site in Botanic Garden. Staying in Holland vicinity also has this prestige. When your friends or colleague ask you where you stay, you can proudly tell them you stay in Holland Village. They will say, wow, so atas, that place so convenient. But if you tell them you stay in Yishun or far-flung area, they will tell you, wow, so far. Let's face it, this is human nature. Anyway, if you cannot afford Holland and want to stay in Holland Village, currently I have a 4-room HDB flat for rent along Holland Close. This house is nicely renovated on the high floor. It's fully furnished. The view is also fantastic. That's why many people love Holland Village. I also find that this is a pretty livable place to live in. Anyway, the nearby Holland Drive Market serves very affordable food in the morning. you should go and try them. Lastly, the other strength is the developer track record. Okay, this is pretty straightforward with the kinds of finishing they provide. I doubt I need to say more. Obviously, it's the price. What else can I say more? Some will be comparing, for the same amount of money, I can easily buy a resale CCR freehold condo at almost the same price, or even cheaper. Yes, you are not wrong to say that. Ultimately, the choice is yours. That is why whenever there is an upcoming new launch, the nearby older neighbor all will what together. I scratch your back, you scratch mine. Not bad, right? Especially for the bigger 3-bedroom. Make 600,000 as compared to 200,000 profit for the 2-bedroom. That's why I always say, 1 and 2 bedrooms very hard to sell one. You think Singapore got so many singles to dings who will buy them in the resale market? Here, I hope developers can price to sell, but I think very hard, as long as there is a strong demand for it. Why should they be selling cheap? Why should they be slapping themselves? You say, I talk sense or not? Another weakness I feel about this area is the close proximity to the surrounding road. Let's face it, Holland Road and North Buona Vista Road are main roads with high traffic volume. Obviously, it will not be quiet. There will be road noise. Moreover, the One Holland Village and Holland Village Eateries is also nearby. Yes, they are convenient, but also noise and fumes from the F&B offering. This is something many will find it to be a deterrent, especially kitchen fumes, which I am allergic to it. Sadly, the other weakness is the vibrancy of Holland Village. I think this place has sort of lost its charm. This place is always associated with aspect from the West. But I think going forward is the rise of Asia. That is why we even see Cold Storage is facing headwind from Sheng Siong instead. 东风来了. Heng ah, at least Wala Wala landlord is kind enough. Else, we are going to lose another Zouk or Fire or some even say Kanto. I know all this place okay. Don't say I don't know how to party. CCR has seen renewed interest in recent years due to its more heartland location and amenities. The place are also supported by mass market HDB upgraders that have almost doubled their initial investment. Those that are doing well will obviously be looking at upgrading or even buying an investment property. This is the challenge for Skype. The thousands of BTO MOPs in the vicinity means that HDB upgrader may support the resale condos in this vicinity, especially for those that want to move closer to town. The other opportunity is the upcoming GLS site that are going to be offered in the Dover area. There are easily 5 to 6 sites. I wouldn't know how many are HDB and how many are reserved for private houses. Here, I'm pretty sure the land costs will go higher and the future selling price will not be cheap. This will definitely lend some support to Skype in the resale market. However, the opportunity they offer depend on a few things. Firstly, the overall health of the property market, plus the selling price of the project. The higher the selling price, the higher your risk. You say, I talk sense or not? As usual, we are living in a very unsettling world today. We have the ongoing war and the trade tariffs, policy that may disrupt our neighbors and Singapore economy. If that really happened, the job market can be severely impacted. When jobs are cut, buyers will have difficulties to pay for their mortgage. That is why I always advocate buy with a long-term horizon and practice financial discipline at all times. The other choice are the cheaper alternative in the nearby resale condos. Moreover, most of them are on freehold tenure. In conclusion, Skype can buy or buy. For those that love to stay in the Holland vicinity, near MRT station, near amenities, what Holland Village has to offer, love the lifestyle in this locality, then please come and book a unit through me. However, for those that feel that this is a great product, except that the price is on the high side, I can only say you may have to bite the bullet, as there are basically no more stock in this area anytime soon. Most of the land parcels are already sold or used for BTO flats. For potential buyers that are interested in such a project, kindly reach out to me. My company is the official marketing agent. Thank you for watching.